Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. We're hearing numbers and stories about the impact of the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry right here in Hickory. Molly Sane, Executive Director, has been talking with us. Now I want to talk to Leanna Bodner for a while about an upcoming fundraiser that helps with the impact made in the community, that helps these stories happen. So tell me about it. You got a fundraiser coming up, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Everybody, pull out your calendars. You want to mark Saturday, March 15th at 6 p.m. on your calendars for an exciting evening.
Okay.
We're going to do a 1920s themed speakeasy
at
Moretz Mills.
Nice.
Yes, yes. So we really, you know, Linda came to me and she's like, what can we do to make this dinner a little more interesting? What's more than just food and music? We
right.
all love great food and music,
right.
and you're going to get great food and music. You've got the Bob Taylor Band, five pieces coming in.
Really?
They're going to be swinging and jazzing the whole night long. Excellent food by Imagine One, Bob Blackie. It's going to be delicious. But we were thinking, what can we do to really bump it up a notch? And we thought, we want to make this immersive. How can we go back in time? So your evening's going to start. You have to have a secret password to get into the room.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask her the secret password was, but
now
I know it's a secret password.
Oh, there is a secret password. You got to be in the know to have the secret password. And you'll start the evening with a drink option. You'll have a Prosecco or a French 75. And if you don't want that, you can have something else.
Oh, I have no idea what those are.
Well,
they sound delicious.
They're from the era. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, all
okay.
of the food and drinks are themed basically to the era. There will be a cash bar if someone wants to have something else.
Okay.
But I think what we're really excited about is we are inviting actors in to interact with our guests. And they're going to be having conversations, and there's going to be a whole little story. And then in between food courses, you're going to be hearing the actors. There's going to be different scenes and a different story that you'll get a glimpse of throughout the evening. So it's going to be very
cool.
Interactive, really exciting, just a fun time.
It sounds like it. Now, will some of these actors, will some of these folks be from the school?
No, we're going to actually get actors, other actors from the Hickory area, people that are involved with Hickory Community
Theater.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Yep, yep. Paul Sapp, who works for me at Hickory Ballet and Performing Arts. And
we've
also
met before, I think.
Yes, yes. He also works at Hickory Community Theater. He's
right.
really plugged in. He's going to be directing and devising the whole piece. And we wanted more adults instead of young people
sure,
this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you were going to have some of the older folks, because I know that now, help me with Hickory Ballet and Performing Arts. In case someone's listening this morning, they're not familiar with that organization. Tell me about that, because you go from very young to maybe mid-teens, older?
We do. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we have classes in the performing arts, ballet, tap, jazz, musical theater, voice, and acting
right.
for ages 3, actually all the way up to adult now. We
okay.
have an adult tap class. We have adult ballroom.
Really?
We do.
Cool.
Yes, it's very popular. And we provide training for recreational students or kids that are really focused and are pre-professionally minded or college-minded.
Right.
So we have a whole offering. We do 4 productions annually. So we're definitely in the thick of it. But we felt for this event,
right, sure.
we wanted a little bit more of an adult edge.
Sure, yeah.
So I reached out to my friends at Hickory Community Theater, and we said, you know, how can we make this happen for CCM?
And now tell me the era again that we're looking at, a speakeasy. So is this
yes.
during Prohibition?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
1920s, so we can all feel a little rebellious.
Okay, so it's the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking Flapper Girls.
Yep.
I'm thinking very smart, snappy conversation back and forth. You know, I'm thinking the Charleston.
Absolutely.
Right, as
maybe
far as the dancing.
Maybe a gangster or two.
Maybe
perhaps.
A gangster or two, right? It's very good. Yeah, because, you know, gangsters. A gangster, not gangsta.
Correct.
Like,
yes.
Because we got gangsters today. By the way, I am known in Vince's phone as OG. I'm the original gangster, so I did not realize that gangsta. But so you've got that going on. And so, no, when does the event? You told me to put it on my calendar. It's March when?
March 15th.
March 15th. Very good. How do we go about getting tickets?
You can find tickets online, or you can call Greater Hickory Christian Cooperative Ministry,
right.
and they will get you hooked up. You can buy a table if you want to get a group of friends together,
right.
or you can sell or buy an individual ticket. Buy them soon, because they're discounted right now.
Okay, early bird.
Early bird deals, yep, yep. After March 5th, the prices go up.
Okay. So if you're going to wait till just a couple of weeks, don't do that. Just go ahead and make plans now.
Yeah.
Get it on the calendar. Start working on your costume. Have
yes.
a little fun and come in costume and get into the evening.
That's right. So we are looking for cocktail attire or full 20s regalia. Pull it out.
How nice. Cocktail attire. You know, that hardly ever happens anymore. So
we
that's,
wanted a fancy evening.
Yeah,
we wanted
that's
something
nice.
A little elegant, a little elevated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Well, that should be a lovely event. Again, March
15th.
And you get your tickets by going to Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries. You can go, can you purchase online? Can you do that? Okay, very good.
Yeah, if you go to the website.
Right. Go to the website.
Or our Facebook page, either one. There's
right.
either a QR code.
Okay,
there's
good.
A link that you can go to purchase online. Yes.
Okay, so you can purchase online.
You can stop by in person, or
okay.
you could even call 323-7906.
828-323-7906. 7906. Tell them you want a big old stack of tickets because you're taking.
Buy a table. Bring your friends.